good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders. This is episode 142. Getting right back into the grind. Weekly, little wham bam topics. Straight to the point now. This week is going to be about a revamp of self-confidence and getting money fast or getting money slow. Big debate going on right now. Not a big debate, but just the way I see people maneuvering and stuff. But we're going to get right into it. Outside is open. The streets is calling. The streets is calling. If you listening and the streets is calling, I know you answered. It's a lot of people out there in them streets. A lot of people getting married back in them streets and still in them streets. A lot of people doing the getting babies out there into the world for the first time. Stuff starting to open back up. All the Instagram, Facebook, social media, Snap, whatever, TikToks and all that. Going to have everybody with their finest Sundays, finest on at the racetrack and all the little brunch places. I just wanted to say, just for people who are on the other side of that, who probably been working throughout the entire pandemic, the actual like blue collar workers to the white collar workers, people still been able to just be at home and work from home, work 3 days a week and do all that. To the blue collar people who still had to be at the grocery stores and deliveries and all that stuff, still maintain the activeness of the world. Like, I want those people to understand, like, don't get caught up in this summertime, the world opening up, trying to keep up with the Joneses, posting your Sunday's best at these parties and shit. And it's not a play at people's emotions or people having anxiety and stuff. It's just going like into my narrative about self-confidence and just understanding, like, everything that you see on social media or just in people in general, like, stop trying to be where they are. It's not because of you don't know what story they lived or how they got there. It's just like, it's just a moment. It is a mere moment of something that they choose that is selective for you to see with your eyes. Not everybody's going to show their down times. Not everybody's going to show their lowlights on Instagram and social media and all that shit. They always going to show their highlights. Nobody's going to show you the grind, the climb up the hill to get to that shit. That's why it's no such thing as an overnight celebrity. So I just want to put in people's minds and make you understand and make you remember that. Don't get caught up in this super hype that you got to be out here every day doing something spectacular at a fucking game, at a museum, at some kind of fucking event in your Sunday's finest. Like, that ain't all that life is about. It ain't all that you fucking put on this planet to do. Because there's a lot of people on the other side who've been creating and manifesting and doing all the good shit and maneuvering, getting new jobs and doing the shit that's providing for them a stable foundation to understand and pursue their peace, the most important thing. Because everybody who be posting on that shit gonna go home on Sunday drunk as fucking miserable to somebody that they don't like, or some children or baby mama drama, whatever the hell you want to call that shit. So just be mindful of what you see on this social media and just keep doing what you've been doing. Keep doing your grind. Keep doing what you've been focused on. Keep doing what brings you joy, what brings you light, what brings you happiness. Fuck what everybody else is doing. Fuck what everybody is trying to get you to do that you don't want to do. Do what makes you happy. Period. It's really that simple sometimes. You ain't got to be out here trying to save the world like you Captain Save-A-Ho. You can't save nobody unless you okay with yourself first. Always been a simple pillar foundation for me. There's no rest of the world if there's no you. And this leads me into the topic of the fast money or the slow money. Like, would you rather make $10,000 one time in a month, or would you rather make $50 a day for 5 years? Like, that slow grind, that $10,000, some people will say, yeah, I'm going to take the $10,000, I'm going to flip it, I'm going to create a business, or I'm going to invest in crypto, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. But then other people say they'll take the $50 for 5 years because that adds up over time. You constantly have something coming in. I don't think it's a wrong or a right answer to that particular question, but I think there is a wrong way to achieve getting people money. Of course there's the wrong way and just taking shit, but the thing that really gets me is the people who do the get rich quick scheme. Not even the get rich quick scheme of just somebody pursuing something and then having the tools in order to manipulate. It's also important to know how people get their money and where they're investing their money into as well. Because, for example, that $10,000 in a month, you can create a lot of things with $10,000. But after that $10,000 is gone, there is no more income coming. There isn't anything else coming. So what's the master plan with that $10,000? Is it going to fold? Is it going to go under? Can you create a business? Are you doing consumer-to-consumer type shit? Are you doing brick and mortar? Like, what's the play? Or do you want to do something that's trendy or really hot right now and get as many sales as you possibly can from whatever it is that you're doing? And I've seen a lot of people try a lot of different things. But like my approach has always been like I did with last week's episode, is the providing value. What is this bringing to me? What is this doing for me? I learned a lot of that stuff from the Gary Vee's type style and of providing instead of asking. And then when you finally have something that you want to get out to the world, it's not a need that they have to, but you can just go on the good faith that, hey, I've been giving you X, Y, and Z for however many amount of months, however many years. And then that's how you create your following, because it's better to have 10 people that will follow you for the next 50 years than it is to have 10 people that's only going to purchase something from you once. It's the longevity. It's building the foundation. It's the moral. Do you want to get your money fast, or do you want to dive deep and plant your seeds? It's really important for people to install in their fan base a foundation of trust and honesty and authenticity of whatever it is that you're doing. Like, I never really understood it until now, like doing this business stuff and understanding, like, hey, this is our mission statement. This is what we are about. This is what we're doing. Because anybody can sell anything, but like, what is it that you try to inspire or that you want to instill in somebody? You see all these other corporations. I see it a lot in retail companies of you have this notion or this feeling of like, hey, we instill this, we are about this, we do this, we do that. But a lot of the big companies, they just want the bottom line numbers to go up. They don't really care about all the issues and all the stuff that's going on in the world. They're gonna find a way to get their returns. They're gonna cut a corner, they're gonna do this and that. Like, it really doesn't matter. You can have certain companies that say, oh yeah, we're doing this for the people, we're doing this for the world. Yeah, it's all good and dandy, but when you got the corporation, they really, at the end of the day, they really don't care. Whatever them shareholders say, whatever gets you those monies. But for a lot of people, the majority of people now coming up is the small business lifestyle, the small coffee shops, the small retailers, the small brick and mortar shops, the small people making event planning and all that stuff. Like, the, I guess you could say the small business is the new mom and pop. And those people are the people who are providing a great value and an experience to you to make you feel more at home and make you feel more comfortable in whatever it is that you're purchasing or whatever event you're planning, whatever photo shoot that you got them doing for a wedding, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I feel like that's the new mom and pop. And for those people, it's really important that their foundations are built with seeds, because it's word of mouth. It's doing advertisements on social media. It's the stuff that you want to see, but you see everybody doing all the fucked up shit and all the non-commercial shit that you want to see. They just want the quick buck. And I'm trying to figure out, not only for myself, but for other people, to just give them their correct shine and new quote-unquote mom and pop, these new up-and-coming people. Like, I don't want to be a conduit. Or I do want to be a conduit for the good people who are out here trying and putting their hand out and feet in, putting their feet in the water that they never been in before, because they're choosing to do the $50 a day for 5 years approaching. Me personally, like, I like that shit too, because I'm not here to try to get a quick buck from people. I'm not here to try to take something from you, like, because you can get money. I can get money. Anybody can get money. But what do you do that will give people true, like, value, that will give them an actual, like, damn, that makes sense, or I know he did that, or he does that. Like, do you want to be that guy or girl who's the go-to for that? And, like, the more time that goes on, the more this pandemic and all this world opening up, I see people in those boats and in those positions of exploring and doing different things and stepping out of their comfort zones and being more self-confident in everything that they're doing. And with the revamp of self-confidence, this is just a prequel, but next episode is strictly going to be about self-confidence. But this one is just more about my thoughts about the good business versus the bad business, the small money versus fast money. But that self-confidence also comes with these people taking a big ass step to be an entrepreneur, to be their company, to be whatever it is that they wanted to pursue, whether it's fashion, food, catering, photography, podcasting, cookies, baking, making aesthetics, making accessories, technology help. Doing anything on computer related, doing programming, editing, whatever it is, the whole nine yards. It takes a big ass, like, amount of self-confidence to say, like, hey, I'm providing you with this service. I'm charging X, Y, and Z for this service. Do you want to do it? Hearing many no's, hearing many fuck yous, hearing hella no, we don't even need that. Your prices is crazy. We'll talk to you some other time. Like, let me see your work, and they don't like it. Like, a lot of things go in that bucket. So shout out to everybody who has the self-confidence and just the continued passion to keep creating and keep doing what you're doing. Because I know certain days it gets hard. And you just like, fuck, why did I do this? Why do I want to keep doing this? But the thing about it is, when you're at that point and you feel those moments, all you gotta do is just turn around and look and see at how far you've come. Look at the shit that you've accomplished and look at the shit that you've done, not only for people, but for yourself. And you can feel your confidence growing because you know that you've done something that you're passionate about. You've done something that you are feeling extremely, extremely proud of. And it makes you happy, and it's something that you enjoy. It's the shit that all them big people and all them people who make books about talk about, is doing something that you're passionate about. Because at the end of the day, it makes you tired, it makes you X, Y, and Z, but you still do it. And it's not doing it for anybody else except you. And that's the most beautiful thing that anybody can ask for, is to be your, literally, to be your own boss and working for you, to make your money work for you on the outside and the inside, and you ain't got to stress, and just keep building on top of that. Whether you're doing a 9-to-5 still, whether you're working part-time, whether you're doing anything, you're doing DoorDash, you're doing Uber, you're doing whatever the case may be, you still got your regular job, whatever it is. Salute to you people who are out there grinding and hustling. Shit, whether you got 3 jobs, it ain't even got to be an entrepreneurship. 3 jobs, 2 jobs, 1 job, 4 jobs, babysitting, house sitting, dog watching, whatever the fuck it is. Just proud of you for doing you and doing that shit on the side too and getting your dream and your hustle on to make sure that you are triple C's, calm, cool, and collected at the end of the day. Because that's the goal. That's always been the goal. So this was just a little dive into the slow money versus the fast money. And we always going to take the slow money because it's the foundation. It's rooted. But we're going to end it here. But next week, self-confidence is going to start from here. But we're going to get into that next week. This is just a little powwow, a little bam, thank you, ma'am. See you later on that. But ain't nothing else to say about it. We're going to catch you on the flip side next week, talking really deep about my thoughts about self-confidence when I see what's going on with people today. So with that being said, like I said, we ain't got sleepers no more. So unfortunately, we're going to catch you on the flip side. Make sure you tell 2 friends to tell 2 friends. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We're extremely close to getting 200 listens per week. So if you got somebody, just tell them to leave a comment, share, like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. If they on Apple Podcasts, to leave a 5-star rating, a 5-star review, it will be greatly appreciated. Get these out to your people. I got podcast episodes about damn near everything now. 142 episodes of just randomness, some positive, some negative, just thought-provoking information that I've seen on events, on people, on deaths, on public figures, on conversations, on thoughts, on the current events, the whole nine. That's why it's called One Perspective to Another. It is literally just my perspective on things that I see in the world. And we will catch you on the flip side. And I'm out.